Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Let me tell you something. This is no lie. And I saw your advertisement, and I dialed that number that came on, and I cannot believe this, because I'm a skeptic, number one. I'm holistic, number two. I'm a hospice nurse, number three. And I want to tell you how wonderful it is, the things I can do now that I couldn't do before. My daughter came up to see me from another state, and she said, Mom, what happened? I said, I took those vitamins that they're advertising on TV all the time. And she said, I can't believe what you're doing. So I just love your product. I just think it's absolutely sensational.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Be free.
Think while it's still legal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
This is my country and I'm going to do good for it. Just might work. We'll never know unless we give it a fair try. Oh, yeah, and there's one other thing I'll say tomorrow because I say it every day of my life. God bless America.
Good old John Wayne. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I hope you're having a great day. I really do. And you're closer to your long weekend, so that should be great. And Independence Day, where we get to really celebrate the founding. And I hope that's all what we're doing, too. I really do. I hope we're... When I had Connor Boyack on, he said, are we celebrating it or memorializing it? And so, good question. And so make sure that we are celebrating the founding of this country. And Uncle Milty is with me.
Hey.
Hi. And Chris Ann Hall, our Constitution expert and attorney, joins us every Thursday. How are you, dear Chris Ann?
I am fabulous.
I'm so interested to hear what you have to say about the...
I celebrate.
Yes. Yes, we should be.
I mean, to not celebrate would be to deny
right
all those sacrifices that right. were made for us, you know?
Yeah.
I just wish we celebrated it on the right day. That's all.
Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? We always seem to do that, though, as a society. We seem to create
a day.
I wonder
how many people listening actually know that July 4th isn't our Independence Day.
Yeah, I don't know if too many. I mean, we've talked about it on the air, but I don't think too many realize.
Yeah, July 2nd is actually our Independence Day, when our first Continental Congress passed a congressional law establishing that we are independent from Great Britain and that we are 13 independent sovereign states.
Love it. I love it. Yeah, most people do not realize. And what was the catalyst? I can't remember, though, why we ended up on the 4th.
Well, we actually, John Adams, you know, explains that July 2nd is. He wrote a letter to Abigail on July 3rd saying that July 2nd will be an epic day where we celebrate our independence forever.
I've read that.
And then 1868, the federal government just arbitrarily changed it to July 4th.
Hmm.
And I have a theory about that, actually. Kate, I don't know if we have time for that today.
Sure.
But
go for it. What's your quick theory?
Well, my theory is that if the federal government can establish a holiday, then they must have the authority to change the holiday. So when they establish Independence Day as July 4th instead of July 2nd, then they have the authority to declare it, right? So maybe they're the source of it. And if they are the source of the holiday on July 4th, then all they have to do is reassume that authority and change it to June 19th.
Ah, wow, very interesting.
Independence Day to June 19th, then you can really give the federal government the credit for all the freedom that you have.
Oh, my gosh. And here they are running around trying to remove statues so that we don't even think about that anymore, yet they erect a holiday so that we think about it more. right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Which is I wish we had time to get into that.
The holiday is really not about bringing glory to a race. The holiday of June 19th is about bringing glory to the federal government.
You're right.
So that people will falsely believe that the only reason African Americans are free in America is because the federal government made them so. And then you can't actually have the opportunity or the courage to go and find out, hey, wait a minute, the Constitution actually ended slavery.
Right, you're right.
The Constitution and the people who founded America did so with the purpose of ending slavery.
And it only took 80 years to do after it was worldwide for centuries.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And here's
miracle.
The thing. Not only that, slavery was ended in most of the states when we signed the Declaration of Independence, because it was Great Britain that was keeping us from declaring an end to slavery.
Yeah. And there was only 347,000 families that owned slaves, and it was primarily in the South.
Oh, and by 1850, go look at the 1850 census.
Mm-hmm.
In the states that still allowed slavery, only 2% of the people owned slaves.
Yeah, you're right.
So apparently we had to go to a civil war where 650,000 of our brothers and sisters died for less than 2% of the population of two states.
Interesting. Don't you just wish you could just walk around and just inform people, because they're so idiotic about this topic? I swear to you, it's so frustrating.
I don't really get all upset too much about that part, because, you know, my genre of history is earlier than that. What upsets me is the fact that they're rewriting people out of history, like Wentworth Cheswell and Crispus Attucks and all the men and women who were already free and were freed and were citizens at the time of our battle for, you know, our war for independence.
Right. Right. Amen. All right. Now you got to talk about the EPA, because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah. So this case is probably, given the name of the case, because it gets away from me for a minute. Do you have it?
I do. I had it up.
West Virginia
v. EPA. Yes.
I pulled it out. West Virginia v. EPA is probably one of the biggest Supreme Court opinions in this session, in the very least.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Dobbs case overturned Roe, it really dealt with a very specific issue.
Right.
West Virginia v. EPA impacts every single executive agency in America. And what the Supreme Court did was it ripped power out of the Supreme Court hands and reinstated a separation of powers doctrine and added an additional understanding of the authority, separation of power between the states and the federal government.
Amen.
So basically, the Supreme Court said that it's not up to the executive agencies to make it up as they go along, and that Congress has to actually write laws that are specific, so that the executive agencies can do their duties. So if the Congress just sends some vague crap over to the executive agencies, according to Chevron Forward, the executive agencies could just make up their own rules and make up their own definitions.
That is so true.
And now the Supreme Court said, no, that's a violation of separation of powers. That's an elimination of the right of the people to govern themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's an invasion on state sovereignty.
So what does it do to all their regulations thus far that they have grossly, delegated to themselves certain authorities?
Well, it opens the door for the courts to overturn them. It really
does. Nice.
Because this is a tighter standard than we have seen in 50 years on the regulatory agencies. So what that means is that now everybody who is being subject to these overreaching and frankly tyrannically abusive federal agencies mm-hmm. now have a Supreme Court precedent that should allow them to sue and win at the lower court levels and really, really smack these executive agencies in the face.
Wow.
No, it is a step in the right direction. It's not a miracle. It's not mm-hmm. the end of unconstitutional federal agency authority.
Right.
But it is a step in the right direction.
Well, nice. Won't it also make Congress more accountable for what they do now instead of being able to blow it off on the EPA?
Absolutely, because here's what was happening, right? Congress not wanting to do the things that were politically unacceptable, mm-hmm. right? They don't want to pass actual laws mm-hmm. that stop, that do things, because then they're held accountable for them at the ballot box. They were able to slough off on the executive agencies to do that.
Mm.
Well, now the executive agencies, and Gorsuch, by the way, skip forward to Gorsuch's concurring mm-hmm. opinion, because it's beautiful.
Right. Okay.
Gorsuch actually says this ought to be the end of the president's assertion of the power of the pen and phone.
Nice. Nice. I like this. This is good.
Yeah.
This is really good. I was reading that Obama's EPA, the so-called Clean Power Plan, never really got implemented. But Trump's EPA repealed that plan and then replaced it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so,
but again,
interesting.
You know, this is mm-hmm. from an executive agency's perspective. So
right.
Because we understand now from the You Can Stay in mm-hmm. Mexico thing that an executive order or an executive directive by the president, by one president, can be constitutionally overturned and replaced by a new president.
Right. Okay. And so also
so
that
the
really
border thing, the border case with the
I was just
going to
say that
really
yeah.
a non-issue. I don't understand why people are really making a big deal out of that. It just simply is stating that the executive orders of one president can be overturned by the next president, which is the way it's always been.
Yeah. Trump said they stay in Mexico and Biden said they don't. So but somebody took that to court. So they've got
a
decision.
Here's the thing. If you don't want these things to be so transitory, mm-hmm. to be so variable, then you make them law instead of executive order.
Mm-hmm. Right. So anything else coming up the docket?
No, this is it.
This is it.
This is
okay.
The last batch.
Interesting. Okay. So overall, what's your take on the overall session, this session?
Well, there's some good ones and some bad ones, but the overall trend I see is a very encouraging trend of returning or recognizing the power of the state again, recognizing that the states do have authority, recognizing that there are limits to federal power, mm-hmm. especially in relationship to power reserved to the states.
Okay.
And so that's been a very encouraging trend that I have seen with this particular
court. They did correct themselves.
And by the way, Breyer retired mm-hmm. officially today,
yeah.
which means Brown Jackson comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing's really going to change with her because she's replacing Breyer. So you'll see the same opinions, but just a different name on them.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I swear to you, they just got her because she was a minority female. I mean, I swear it's like minority female in office. It's ridiculous.
And that's why they put Sotomayor on the bench, too, and she's been just horrible.
Yeah.
The woman has a really, from an intelligent woman perspective, she really, really has a hard time carrying through a cognitive thought.
And she loves the 13th century.
Sotomayor said about this EPA opinion. She said, no one on the Supreme Court is an expert when it comes to these things.
So. Chris Ann Hall, we love you. Go to chrisannhall.com, libertyfirstsociety.com. Thank you very much.
God bless, God
you got, you're the best.
God bless.
Libertyfirstsociety.com, libertyfirstsociety.com for more. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word Kate, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word Kate.